Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Craig, did you ultimately feel the price for front of the rotation starters was too high?
No, I don't think this is about an unwillingness to include guys or anything like that. Teams have to like our players in order for that to happen. And, we went into this deadline feeling like, in order to accomplish what we needed to accomplish, what we hoped to accomplish, we couldn't take some of our young minor league players off the table. We couldn't go into this with untouchables, and we didn't. We were willing to talk about all of our guys in the name of improving the team. It just didn't work out.
You're listening to Arcan, the Christian Arcan Show on WEEI.
As we move into the 8 o'clock hour, it's the Christian Arcan Show here, WEEI. We are Boston Sports Original. We're coming to you live in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon, along with Boston. We're live in Portland and Saco, Upper Valley, Keene, Brattleboro, Springfield, Worcester, Providence, Cape Cod, and the islands. And if you're not in any of those places, don't forget, you can stream WEEI and the Christian Arcan Show anytime on the Odyssey app as well as the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. And you can also listen to a podcast of the show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, but you knew that already. And Brad Foe, still in studio here with me. He's staying as long as he wants, although I can see he's already tired of me. He's ready to get on out of here.
There's a five-hour energy in my future on the way home.
You can stay as long as you want, Brad Foe. If you want to stay for the Dong Report, that would really pick me up. That's coming up at 9:30 if you want to hang out for the Dong.
I'll listen to the Dong Report.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough for me.
Okay. Listen, I always enjoy listening to you. You guys do a great job. I appreciate everything that you are.
Well, thanks.
Everything you do.
Right back at you.
It's for the great game of baseball, right, Bradford?
It is. Yay, baseball.
Absolutely.
Yay, baseball.
And while it wasn't a great deadline for the Red Sox, certainly not a boring one, but a lot of people disappointed, let down, angry about what the Red Sox, not what they did, but really what they didn't do. And for more of that, let's head to the phones now. It's 617-779-7937. If you're waiting to call in, now's your chance. Brian is in Portland, Maine. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey guys, I'm just I gotta be honest, all these would-be GMs that are out there criticizing Breslow and saying that we're underwhelmed, I'm kind of wanting to hear somebody put out an intelligent what would you have given up, because in this market he wasn't going to get anybody without giving up a significant talent pool. So
sure.
I'm just curious, who would we have given up to get Joe Ryan or Merrill Kelly or Alcantara or any of those guys? Like, I think he did pretty decent. It's obvious the Red Sox don't want to trade. They've been in that mode for several years now where they're hoarding talent and they're building for the future. And I feel like,
you weren't hoarding enough talent, Brian, honestly. Like, I'm sorry. It's like you weren't holding enough talent.
Right.
This is the problem, is that when the GM or when the chief baseball officer comes out and says that they didn't like our players enough, then that's a problem. Like, that's a problem. Because
Merrill Kelly, by the way, went for three pitching prospects.
Okay.
To the Rangers.
And so to answer his question, yes. Whatever they gave up for Merrill Kelly, I would have tried to do better.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure they tried, and whatever that looked like, I don't know. But it's the cost of doing business at the trade deadline. You have to get to a level of uncomfortableness, or let's not discomfort, that you don't get to in the offseason. It's 2X, 3X of what you normally would pay. And we cannot lose sight. This is the thing that bugs me about teams. Sometimes they lose sight that the goal is to win the World Series. The Red Sox right now, Christian, are a playoff team.
Yes.
I looked at it this way. When I woke up this morning, I said they're a playoff team, and if they get the right people, they could be a legitimate World Series team. I truly believe that. They should believe that. That should have been their goal, no matter how much it took. Because you don't want to get to that point and all of a sudden realize we didn't get what we needed because we held on to whatever at the deadline. That's the frustrating part about it. And another example, Shane Bieber.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I get it. He's coming off an injury, but that makes him a little cheaper. The Toronto Blue Jays gave up their fifth prospect overall. That's David Sandlin. That's Conley Early. Fine. I have no problem. You know why? Because Shane Bieber might be the guy to help you win a World Series.
Yeah. I mean, he has that kind of potential. And Merrill Kelly, wow, what do you want to do? What would you give up for Merrill Kelly? The Rangers, who are three games out of the wild card, figured out how to get Merrill Kelly, okay? It's not like he was untouchable, like you couldn't get him. There was no way you could put together a package to get him. I don't believe Craig Breslow when he says they didn't like our guys enough. The Red Sox do have a strong farm system. I don't think that they were willing to give up the type of packages that computed for them. I just don't think that it made sense. I don't think it was efficient. These trades that you saw, efficient. Dustin May for Tibbs is efficient. You know what I mean? Steven Matz for Blaze Jordan, that's in this market efficient. That's what they were going for. That's what they considered a good trade.
That's right. And the problem is that in a lot of GMs, a lot of front offices now, Christian, they have to win the trade by 70, 75, 80% instead of 51%. And ultimately, you know, you're right with Merrill Kelly. It's just, were they going to give up Peyton Tolley in a deal for Merrill Kelly? No. But I don't think the Rangers gave up the equivalent of Peyton Tolley. I don't think they give him the equivalent of the top three prospects with the Red Sox system. And Merrill Kelly, yes, he's a rental, but he can also be the difference between winning and losing a World Series. I know that might seem hyperbolic, but it's true. And Dustin May is a fine pitcher. He's a nice acquisition. That's fine, but I'll come back to it. Ultimately, at the beginning of this whole process, you said, this is our goal going in. It was almost the Dave Dombrowski. What we're going to do is we're going to trade for a closer and we're going to sign an ace. And that's exactly what he did.
I like how you're pointing like right. Rafael Palmeiro in those congressional.
Yeah, I mean,
like, never done steroids.
Exactly. Yeah. Kind of. That's a good point.
That's what it looked like.
I know. Yeah, go ahead.
Let's go to Mike in Connecticut. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
You're on
hey,
here.
Rob. Hi, Chris. What an absolute disgrace today. Are you kidding me? First of all, they don't want to invest any money. I don't want to hear we got one of the best farm systems. And say, this Breslow, he reminded me today of a funeral director talking about like he had a death in the family. What was he even talking about today? They didn't do this. And they did nothing. It's a disgrace. I mean, I can't even believe it. I was like Rob. I said, we're in the playoffs. We have a legitimate shot. And they did absolutely nothing. The Dodgers don't even have a starting rotation, and they got rid of a pitcher. I mean, this is incredible.
Yeah, I'm surprised the Dodgers did that. I know they have guys coming back off the injured list, but they were on the injured list almost all year. I mean, Glasnow and Suzuki and these other guys, you know, Blake Snell's coming back this week. And I'm looking at that and thinking, you know, yeah, those guys are probably all better than Dustin May, but they're coming off of substantial injuries. This injury wave that happened out there in L.A. puts all this pressure on the bullpen, and they're trading away one of their most durable starters this year. I thought that was very odd.
Let me ask you this. Dustin May, Walker Buehler, who do you think is going to, when we get to the end of the season, who is going to be more relied upon?
in the regular season?
No, no. I'm saying like we get to the
because when you get to the playoffs, I would say Walker Buehler.
Right. Well, we get to the rubber meets the road time, right? When it becomes like okay, you have a four, you have to have
game
the four,
seven of the World Series.
You have to have four starters in the postseason because this is what this is all about, right?
Yeah.
This is we know Crochet, Giolito, Bayo. So now Dustin May or Walker Buehler, and maybe the answer is we have no idea, right? But that's the problem. We have no idea. Mm. And to be fair, it probably would have been the same with Dylan Cease and Zach Gallen because their last five or six starts, each of them, haven't been good.
True.
So it's like you'd be throwing in the same thing, but I think that because of what they've done in the past, Dustin May hasn't done what they have done in the past. So, yeah.
Yeah, and with someone like Merrill Kelly even, you're not talking about a guy who just turned 30 and you could maybe sign to another contract at the end of the year. Merrill Kelly's, what, 37? Like, he's, you know,
I care zero about whatever happens with Merrill Kelly after this year. And this is about, this is solely about this guy is having a good year.
Mm-hmm.
He continues to have a good year. And he's also been on the biggest stages in baseball, whether it's the postseason or starting for Team USA in the WBC against Team Japan. I know that's a small thing, but whatever. I'm going to put it in there because the Wikipedia page said so.
There you go.
So there you go.
Was that your guy? Was Kelly one of your guys? Like, who did you really want?
No, I did say, I think I said earlier today on Jones and Keefe, I said, I knew that they were going to go back at Joe Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
But I never thought they would get Joe Ryan. And I will say this, that half hour, I was like, oh, here we go. Here we go.
I was in my car. I was like, yeah.
It wasn't there. Like that half hour is such a yes. good feeling, right?
Oh, boy, until they deleted the tweets. Yeah.
But stupid deleting. But I think I did say Merrill Kelly was the most plausible, logical one. I did like the idea of Shane Bieber because I just felt like it kind of like with Schwarber, the hamstring yeah. injury, where you might be able to thread that needle and get that guy for a little bit less and get higher upside. So, yeah.
Brian is in Georgia, the great state of Georgia. Go ahead, Brian.
How are you guys? I'm just very, very frustrated. I was saying this team has a shot to go to the World Series if they get the right people. I'm not saying, you know, that they should have added definitely a starting pitcher. I think they could have went out and got Joe Ryan. They could have offered Garcia. They could have kept Blaze Jordan, maybe thrown Blaze Jordan in an air. And I just feel like this ownership the last 2 years, since 2018, they just don't feel like they want to win. You know, and I'm a diehard Sox fan. I can't tough a World Series when they played the Cardinals and they came back against the Yankees. And just, I'm just so upset because I was just hoping because this, the AL's out there to win.
It is.
I mean, the Yankees made some absolutely great moves and Seattle Mariners, and this could be their year. They have a lot of talent there, the Red Sox, but you need starting pitching.
Yeah, you're right about that, Brian. And I think that that's one of the most frustrating aspects of all of this. Is the fact that the American League is up for grabs right now.
Well, it's less up for grabs after today.
After the deadline,
I don't remember.
Coming into it, I mean, the Tigers are free falling. Like, everybody, you know, all these teams are really leveling out here. And the Red Sox have a seat at the table. And they didn't capitalize on it.
I don't remember a trade deadline where I came away thinking, wow, a lot of teams, so many teams, really helped themselves.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes subtle ways, sometimes the bigger ways, but they really helped themselves. And you go down the list, you have the Yankees, clearly helped themselves. The Blue Jays clearly helped themselves. The Rays, we said that before.
Yeah.
They sold and they helped themselves. Detroit helped themselves. Houston helped themselves.
Texas,
like all of that. And that's just the American League.
Yeah.
So,
and those are all the teams you're competing with.
Right.
Every
and,
one of them.
And so, listen, I mean, the die is cast, man. Like, this is what you have. You can still make the postseason. The problem is that you do not want to get to the point, whether it's in the postseason or leading up to the postseason, where like, oh, man, I wish we did this. We've fallen short. And you know what surprises me about it? And mea culpa, because I've been saying I thought they were more motivated than they have ever been. I've said that numerous times. And I kind of do still feel that way, but you can't really say that.
How can you still feel that way?
No, well, I kind of feel that way because I think that you can be motivated but misguided, right?
I guess.
But one of the reasons I said that.
Being motivated to do something and actually doing it, I guess, are two different things.
Yeah, like I was motivated to go for a run today.
but not quite motivated enough.
But I didn't do it. But you know why I said that was because of the Devers trade. Like, I thought that
they
had pushed your chips so much in the middle of the table with the Devers trade, and then it works out, and then you get in position, and then, okay, here we go. We showed everybody. And then sad trombone.
Yeah. In the past, in the last 3 years, they have had similar disappointing deadlines, and you've heard Alex Cora and players who aren't on the team anymore, but guys like Devers and Xander Bogaerts, you've heard them sound off a little bit.
Timmy Jansen, yeah.
Jansen was another one, good one, how they just basically said, listen, you know, this is not what we were hoping for. We were hoping to get some reinforcements. We didn't get them. Sometimes they are not, those words aren't said directly, but instead, you know, a display of that Bear Claw kid getting destroyed out on the mound for 19 in or whatever, you know, it's something like that, like some sort of way that Alex Cora can kind of act out and show his displeasure. Is this going to be another year like that?
Well,
is Cora and the Red
Sox? You know what the ultimate was the underdog thing a couple years ago.
The underdog thing.
Yeah, so.
When he said we're the underdog.
Said we're the underdog, but then Cora wore an underdog t-shirt for like 2 weeks.
That
nobody noticed.
That was unfortunate. I forgot about that.
But. The thing is, and we'll find out tomorrow, my guess is that it's not necessarily going to be like that, because I think that there was a sense in that clubhouse, they're younger guys. Like
understanding that we're underdogs this year right now where we are.
So Joe knows what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
So, but you have a younger group who like, we can do it, we can go get them. And the older guys are like the pitchers, like Giolito and Buehler, who probably like, all right, hey, listen, I'll do it. I'll do it, whatever. And so I don't know if you're going to get like that Kenley Jansen, hey, we needed two more starters and we didn't get them.
Yeah.
Dynamic. I don't know.
All right. Casper's in Worcester. Go ahead, Casper.
Hi, Kristen. Kristen,
hi.
I agree with everything you and Rob say. The only thing that got accomplished is we've had two or three relief pitchers come in and can't find the plate. That probably will be lessened somewhat with Mats. I really do believe the Sox will make the playoffs. Will they go deep? I don't believe that. But I believe they show that they can play, and that situation where relievers come in and can't find the plate will be lessened by Mats. And that's the only a good takeaway I can take from it.
Yeah, I mean, Casper, listen, I think Mats is a pretty good reliever. Like, if that was one of their, you know, third or fourth moves, then I'd be fine with that. You know, you did need help in the swing man kind of long relief role. Although I did hear Breslow today talk about the seventh, eighth, and ninth inning for him.
That's where people get it twisted with Mats. He hasn't been like a more than a four out guy since beginning of May.
Okay.
But
is he a late inning
guy? But before
guy?
That, he was.
Okay.
No, he was. He's great at getting lefties out. Not so good at getting righties out. He, as the caller said, he never walks anybody, but he gives up a ton of hits. Like when I went to look at his stuff this morning, I'm like, holy mackerel, he gives up a lot of hits. But still, all the underlying analytics, barrel rate, and whatever, expected ERA, all of it, that's good. It's fine. It's fine. And I also like the fact, I like veteran bullpen, so I like that aspect of it. It's fine. But it wasn't like this was even a need. Like, I could make the case Chris Murphy.
Yeah.
They
have five lefties in the
bullpen.
Yeah,
so again, fine. And Blaze Jordan, good for him. I hope it works out in St. Louis. It wasn't working out here.
Yeah, it didn't seem to be. It didn't seem like he was going to be making the majors anytime soon. I know there's some people who like Blaze Jordan a lot, and they voiced their displeasure, but that was not that was on the list of things that bothered me about this deadline, trading Blaze Jordan.
They still remember when he was drafted. We get the Paul Bunyan High School Home Run Derby hit winner, you know.
Pete is in Portsmouth. You get the last word before the break here. Go ahead, Pete. Okay, never mind, Pete. 617-779-7937. We'll give that last word instead to Tyler in Rhode Island. Hi, Tyler.
Hey, guys. Just kind of, you know, going along with what everyone's saying. It's been frustrating, man. You know, sometimes you got to give talent to get talent. You know, Mariners making moves, Rangers making moves. Like, Rob, you said it earlier. I mean, Dustin May, he's fine. But at the trade deadline, when you're in the middle of a playoff race, I don't want good. I want impact. I think the last time, correct me if I'm wrong, the last time that the Sox really made an impact move at the deadline might have been Schwarber. And
look
at what happened. They made it to the championship series.
Yep.
Like, that's exactly what we want. Even if they don't make it, take a swing. You're right in the thick of it. Just, I'm so sick of just like sitting on the fence with all these fine moves. Stop giving me fine. Give me great.
Thanks, Tyler. And I agree with you, and I think you speak for a lot of people. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. We have Joe Braverman here to get you caught up on what's trending. We mentioned the other teams in the American League and what they did at the trade deadline. We'll take a deep dive into what the Rays, Blue Jays, Astros, Tigers, Rangers, Mariners, and Yankees all did. And then I'll ask you, Rob, do the Red Sox still, with all these moves these other team made, are the Red Sox still a playoff team? We'll answer that question together right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
The Minnesota Twins were willing to, as we now know, certainly an organization that you know well, Trevor, they were basically willing to listen on everybody, except for potentially TC the Bear. Everybody else was available this year at the deadline. And Joe Ryan was discussed that the team that had the best chance to land him late was Boston. They seemed to me, Trevor, to be one of the handful of teams that needed a starter, and with the exception of Dustin May, who is a bit of a starter, but perhaps not at the moment, they really didn't land one. And so they had left this major shopping item for the last hour. And from what I can piece together, there was some conversation that got pretty close, but not over the finish line. And so Joe Ryan stays put in Minnesota.
Morosi! John Morosi, MLB Network there, talking about how the Red Sox couldn't quite get over the finish line with Joe Ryan, although don't tell Yahoo Sports or Fox News that, or Fox Sports.
Oh, my goodness. Was worse? Sorry, not to interrupt, but Aaron Judge or those social media placards
today? I would say, Aaron Judge was just a wrong report, right? That wasn't like a misread tweet that then got
made
into a graphic.
Well, this was a wrong
right?
report too.
That, right, but I'm saying like the report from Morosi was that the Red Sox are making a push for or they're really trying at the end here to get Joe Ryan, and someone saw that and said, "Oh, they got Joe Ryan," and they just made the
right
thing. Aaron Judge was like, God, like, we don't know where that came from, do we?
We know where this came from. Bad information. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. I feel it's probably some like intern making up those like social media graphics.
Stupid social media.
Yahoo Sports. They got to pay their social media people a little more, I think. Yeah. Absolutely. We'll get to your phone calls again here at 617-779-7937. But, Bradfo, let's go through these other teams that the Red Sox are competing with and really get down to what happened. I have lists here of all the players that were acquired by the rival teams in the American League. And let's just go through them and talk about how much better these teams made themselves. For example, the Yankees got Ryan McMahon, Ahmed Rosario, Jose Caballero, Austin Slater, and then in the bullpen, David Bednar, Jake Bird, and Camilo Duvall. That is a very nice trade, though.
They evidently had the players that people wanted.
Right. They had all sorts of players.
I mean, that's a lot. Wanted. I mean, it's a lot. And, you know, the Yankees were sort of taking on water as toward the deadline there. But now you do something like that, that can change your fortunes. Now, it all comes down to whether or not Arson Judge is healthy.
Right.
That's it. I mean, you can get 10 more guys. It doesn't make a difference.
Slater's like a good platoon guy. And he's like their ref Snyder maybe, but like he's not. Yeah, if Judge is out, then it doesn't matter.
No, to me, it's the bullpen. And Bednar is the guy. You know, he is one of the best relief pitchers in baseball. Mm-hmm. On top of if you get Devin Williams going, if you get Luke Weaver going, that's lockdown bullpen.
All right, the Seattle Mariners, who are right there with you in these standings as well, they picked up Eugenio Suarez, which is probably the biggest acquisition of the entire deadline, right? I mean, would you say anybody supersedes him? He's the biggest. He's fifth in the league in home runs. Like that's
You know what? I would go with Duran. With Philly. And the only reason is he has years of control.
True.
So Suarez is a rental. But, yeah, I mean, in terms of position players, not even close. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Suarez, Naylor, another bat the Red Sox were interested in, and Caleb Ferguson, the reliever from the Pirates, all going to Seattle. I don't see how you could say that doesn't make them considerably better than they were.
Better.
5 o'clock today or whatever it was that they made these moves. The Texas Rangers, who are a little out of it. I mean, they're three games out of this wild card. They trade for Merrill Kelly. They trade
The Rangers are in the wild card right now.
Are they in it right now?
Yeah. They're tied. I think they were tied with Seattle.
Shoot, yeah, you're right. Yeah, I was looking at the Guardians, who were 2.5. Yeah, you're right. Yep. The Rangers and the Mariners right there with you. Sorry about that. Merrill Kelly goes there. Danny Kalum goes there. And Phil Maton?
Yeah, who's a good relief pitcher. I didn't even know they got him. But he's a very good relief pitcher. And obviously Merrill Kelly is a difference maker. Nathan Eovaldi, who a lot of people wanted for a little stretch when it looked like the Rangers might be out of it, he's having like a historic year, ERA-wise.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, good for the Rangers.
Detroit Tigers pick up Kyle Finnegan, pick up Charlie Morton, Chris Paddock, Rafael Montero, and Paul Sewald, who they got from the Guardians for cash considerations. How much does that move the needle for you? That's a team that's been really free-falling lately.
Yeah, they helped their bullpen. I like Finnegan. I thought Finnegan was a guy the Red Sox should try to get. And some of these other guys. And everyone, like, craps on Morton, but, like, you shouldn't because, you know, all these guys, because he's old, sure, and he get off to a terrible start. But if you go back to the beginning of June or the middle of June, I think his last 11 starts, he's had one bad outing, one outing of giving up more than three runs. And he still pitches five or six innings at whack. So, again, congratulations, Tigers.
Houston Astros, Carlos Correa comes back. Ooh. That was the most surprising move, I'd say.
Oh, yeah. There were murmurs, but I didn't believe the murmurs.
Yeah, I was surprised to see that. They also traded for Jesus Sanchez from the Marlins and old friend Ramon Urias, who they got from the Orioles just for some infield utility depth. How do you like what the Astros did?
Well, I think that they had to get a third baseman because of Paredes, and so
right.
I mean, so it's good. I mean, it spices things up. It's good, and they're a good. I mean, listen, they're a good team anyway. Again, congratulations, Astros.
Okay, Blue Jays, the Biebs, Sir Anthony Dominguez, Louis Varland, Ty France, and Brandon Valenzuela, catching prospect they got from the Padres. Bieber, the former Cy Young winner, he's rehabbing from Tommy John now. Dominguez, a pretty good reliever in Baltimore, and Ty France, who we just saw with the Twins.
Yeah, one of the hottest teams in baseball, got better, did what they needed to do, and obviously, you know, Bieber's the wild card there. There's a lot of upside potentially. I don't think they're going to really pitch him probably till late August because they don't have to.
Right.
But Dominguez is a really effective reliever. Yeah. So, I mean, I think that they didn't need to do a lot. This is one of these teams where they had been playing so well, like, okay, just tweak it here and there. You're all right. Congratulations, Blue Jays.
Okay, and finally, the Tampa Bay Rays got Griffin Jacks from the Twins, Adrian Hauser from the White Sox, Nick Fortes from the Marlins, and Tristan Gray from the White Sox. And that's the team I was thinking of that's like 3.5 games out in the wild card and who is, again, free-falling like some of these other teams.
No, but you were right, both them and Cleveland, about three out,
Yeah. So how do you like, that deadline?
So the way that you look at it is they gave up Zach Littell and they gave up Taj Bradley, who had just been sent to the minors. You got back Adrian Hauser and you got back Griffin Jacks. You are better with that trade right there. The Hauser has been really, really good. Jacks is a really, really good reliever. They're better if they can stay healthy. I think they're still going to do some damage.
Okay, so those are the principal teams the Red Sox are competing with in division and in the wild card. Looking at all of those deadline deals and looking at what the Red Sox did, would you put the Red Sox ahead of any of them?
No.
And are the Red Sox still a playoff team?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're still a playoff team.
Even with these other teams improving considerably more than they
did. But what you have to do is two things. Number one, you have to get the best case scenario of the guys, like just like when you get on the run you did. The best case scenario with the starting pitchers, Giolito and Bayo and now Buehler and now May. Best case scenario, you have to. And then the other thing is, because your bats, you didn't get any help at first base. So Romy Gonzalez and Abraham, as the play testy guys call him, Abraham Toro, you can't.
Not me.
You should. That's a great name.
It really is.
It's a great name.
It is.
But you cannot have. They slumped a little at the beginning of July.
Wayne's World, right?
Abraham Toro. You cannot have them slump. Like, you have to keep the best case scenario with them, so you can get to the playoffs. But then, Christian, the problem is that when you get there, or if you get to the end of the season and something does happen, you're like, oh man, I really wish we had Merrill Kelly. You know, that's where, and teams have done that all over the place. So that'll be sad.
All right, let's go to the phones here before Brad Foe leaves me in the lurch. We'll start with Jacob in Taunton. Go ahead, Jacob.
Hey guys, first time, long time.
Cool.
I just cannot believe how frustrating this trade deadline was. We just left the guys stranded. We had a real chance this year, and Craig Breslow leaves us stranded again. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to feel. You guys let me know.
All right, we'll tell you how to feel. Feel
Kidding?
Rightfully disappointed. You should feel rightfully disappointed, let down, frustrated, angry. I mean, listen, again, it's not like they did nothing. It's not like they didn't do anything. But I don't think any Red Sox fan from here to, you know, wherever, the furthest person from Boston that's listening to my voice right now, not one person thought that they were a swingman reliever away and a fifth maybe starter away from being a World Series team.
But I think that's the frustration, is that when I woke up this morning, I said, this is a team that is a playoff team. That's science. It's a playoff team.
Yes.
And if you just do the things that you've identified as being your priorities at the deadline, you can actually make a run and make this a memorable season for yourself. But you didn't. So now you have you're back to square one with a bunch of what ifs and maybes and Dustin May and it's like, that's the unfortunate thing, because you don't always get to this position, and you get to this position A, by pushing your chips to the middle of the table in the offseason, but then B, having a really, really bold move with Rafael Devers that worked out. And then, boom, now you're just sort of hoping.
Worked out so great, they decided they didn't have to do anything else, really. This Devers thing really killed it with that one.
You saw Breslow on the Zoom call. You could tell he was wearing it a little bit.
Yeah, he certainly was. Speaking of wearing it, I would like to share with everybody some of the best comments we've received in the Twitch chat about Brad Foe's outfit. Urban Surf says, Brad Foe looks like a detective on his last shift before retirement. Dark and Stormy Night says, Brad Foe looks like he just came back from stocking shelves at Market Basket. And we also have one saying that you look like one of the ushers in church who goes around with a basket and asks people for money.
I'll take all those as tremendous compliments.
I'd say so, too. I think they all are.
I'm not retiring from my detective duty quite yet. So,
They need you on that force, Brad. They need you. You know, they absolutely do.
And by the way, this is with makeup on, too.
I have makeup on.
Nice.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have noticed.
No.
You wear it well.
I've reached that point in my life where I just wear around makeup. It started last year, about a year ago, in your home state of Colorado.
That is not my home state.
Yeah, I know, but I'm going to say it anyway. Right. When I fell on my face on the scooter. And,
oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, I fell literally on my face in the scooter. And then a few days later, I had to go on TV, so I went to Nordstrom. And I went under the expertise of a makeup artist.
Nice.
I've been seduced by the magic of makeup.
Hey, listen, if it works for you, you got to go with it.
I guess so.
I have a very shiny face. I think that's why I don't get invited to do TV very often. My face is very shiny. It's very greasy. I don't know why.
You want
I can't
some of
do
my
anything
makeup?
About it. Well, is that what you do? Is that how you get the grease off? Is that how you get the shine off?
I don't know.
Because I have a shiny face. I can't help but I have a shiny face.
No, the
way I was born.
There's a lot going on underneath this makeup.
All right.
But I could get, much like back in the day when I stole John Dennis's makeup.
I didn't know you did that.
Oh, well, nobody did until now.
All right. Very
so,
good.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, I didn't even know. Like, I'm like, radio host has makeup, but then you remember they're on TV. Yeah,
true.
So, yeah.
Bradfield, great to see you, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Go home. Job. Record your podcast and look forward to listening to
all
it.
Right,
great
baseball's
to see
a boring game.
Looking sharp, my friend. All right. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We continue to react to a busy day at the trade deadline. Not so much for the Red Sox. They did make a move right before 6 o'clock. We will reset on that, and we'll get you ready for a action-packed 9 o'clock hour. And despite the fact that the Red Sox didn't really do much at the deadline, one promise I can make to you people is that we will have dongs at 9:30. We will have the dong report. Even if the Red Sox let you down, we never will, especially when it comes to the dongs. So that's coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. In the meantime, we'll get to your phone calls next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
What would you say to fans who are frustrated thinking that the team is in a really good position and they just watched other teams make huge trades and maybe you guys didn't get some of those players that you were in on?
Yeah, I understand the frustration and, you know, the disappointment, because we're all looking at the last week right now in terms of the trades that were made and weren't made. And, there's not a lot of sympathy for how hard we tried to get deals across the line. I understand that.
You know what that reminded me of, Craig Breslow there? You remember that year? I forget. It was High and Bloom. I know that. And they did something at the deadline. I forget which deadline it was. But afterwards, he was like, oh, yeah, we're all going to have some adult beverages tonight or something like that. Like, very celebratory. You know what I'm talking about, Joe?
It sounds familiar, but I'm like you. I'm trying to remember what year that might have been. It sounds like it would have been 21 because it was like at least in the Heim Bloom era, that was him buying.
August 3rd, 2022. A bunch of our folks are headed out for adult beverages right now, and they deserve it, he said, around 7 o'clock. What did they do in 22? Was that the Hosmer year?
That was when they traded away Vasquez.
Okay, they traded Christian Vasquez.
And then they brought back Hosmer, Tommy Pham.
Tommy Pham, yeah, that's right. All right, so that was similar to this one. That was another dud of a trade deadline. 2023, another dud. Last year, another dud, but that was a Breslow dud. And this year, another dud. I mean, I don't know how else you can say it. It's a dud this year.
How would you rank the last four? Because I think we agree the last 4 years have been a dud consecutively. Where would you rank them?
I think I'd rank this one number one just based on the expectations. Some of these other years, the Red Sox went into the trade deadline and going for broke maybe wasn't a feasible option. You know, like I'd at least give you the You know, like that to me is. I'm trying to think, like, what was 2023? Was that Big Fudge and the, or no, that was 21, because that was Schwarber, Hansel, Robles, and Big Fudge, right? That was what they got in 21. 22 was Hosmer, Tommy Pham, and who was the third one? And they traded Christian Vasquez. And wasn't someone in that Vasquez trade that they got back with, like, Willie Abreu in that trade? Yeah, that's right. Okay, so yeah, that ended up working out okay.
Yeah, that year they also
later,
traded Kike Hernandez back to the Dodgers.
Okay.
And then brought in Luis Urias.
And Luis Urias, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Kike Hernandez, Okay. I'd say this one is the most disappointing. Last year, I thought, was pretty bad, too. Last year, they were 10 games over 500 at one point before the All-Star break. And that was Breslow's first year. So I'd have that second. Chaim Bloom in 22, I would have as third, although that maybe should be higher because that was the year after they went to the ALCS. So I think everyone was hoping they would do more than trade Christian Vasquez and also get Tommy Pham. Like, I think everyone was sort of hoping for that. And then 2023 was, what was 23? I know we just did this, sorry.
Trade away Kike, bring in Luis Urias.
Okay, that was Urias and Kike Hernandez. That was nothing. So, I mean, it was disappointing, but it was kind of a lousy season anyway. So I would say ranking them in terms of disappointment, this year, number one. Last year and 22 would be tied for second, but if I had to pick one or the other, I'd make last year number two. 2022, number three, and 23 would be my fourth most disappointed. That's how I'd rank them in terms of disappointment. But this is a punch in the jewels. It is. Because it's not even so much what the Red Sox didn't do. You could fill a truck with what they didn't do. But you could also fill a truck with what these other teams did do. And we just went down the list. Bradfo and I just went through every single team in the American League, and they all made a ton of moves. Except for Houston. Houston only made like two. But they were big ones. I mean, it's Correa and Sanchez. Like, they made big impact moves. And in some cases, it wasn't even just the volume of moves. It was the fact that they were big, important individual moves here and there. Like the Mariners with Naylor and Suarez. That's exactly what they needed. And they went out and got it. They identified something. They were proactive. They didn't care if they were giving up prospect capital to bring in a couple of rentals. They were ready to do it because they believed in this year and this team this year. And what the Red Sox did displays to me not the kind of belief I was hoping to see. I would have thought that under the instruction from ownership and upper management that Craig Breslow would have been given the green light to go out, and he said they were getting uncomfortably aggressive. No, they weren't. Obviously, they weren't. If by uncomfortably aggressive you mean that you were asking for other teams' best players and it was uncomfortable because you weren't offering enough in return, fine. But that's not what I, you know what I mean? Like, uncomfortably aggressive means we were willing to give up anything to get the guys that we wanted. And when you're willing to do that, you don't come back from the trade deadline at 6:05 or 7 o'clock, whenever it was, and say things like, well, other teams just didn't like our players enough. That's not how that works. All right?
Kind of uncomfortably aggressive?
Really? Uncomfortably aggressive? If you're being uncomfortably aggressive, then usually you can get something done. Other than a, you know, converted starter into relief, swingman, and Dustin May at the back end of your rotation. Okay? If you were being uncomfortably aggressive, then I think you would have come back with a little bit more than this. The Mariners were uncomfortably aggressive going after Suarez and actually getting him. All right? Other teams. Merrill Kelly, like, that's a, you know what I mean? Like, the Rangers, that was being uncomfortably aggressive. You were not uncomfortably aggressive. You may have asked for other teams' great players, and it made it uncomfortable because you were being so aggressive that way, I guess. You know, like a pushy guy on a date, uncomfortably aggressive, like that kind of thing. But that's not what we're looking for. That's not what anyone's ever looking for. And it's definitely not what the Red Sox were looking for. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Mike in Buffalo. Hello, Mike.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get anything anymore out of this team now. You got an owner that owns, I believe, a hockey team and a
soccer team,
I believe.
Race car.
Yeah, so Yeah, you got the wrong owner, and that's just a money-making thing, the Red Sox, for him. As far as I'm concerned, I mean, it's a real joke what they did. Absolutely nothing. And I blame the owner. I don't know how you feel about it, but that's who I blame. Thanks.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, Mike. I think that that's the first place. Whenever something like this happens, that's generally the first place that I look. I look towards ownership. And I look towards the philosophy. The philosophy of this team. The checks and balances. The profits and losses. How market efficiency has superseded everything else, including winning. Market efficiency is the number one thing at the top of the board. Making sure that if we're making moves, they are efficient. And that we're winning the deal. And even if that means the best we can do is Steven Matz and Dustin May, it doesn't matter because we won those trades. And they did, in fairness, win those trades. You gave up a couple of, well, I guess Mr. Tibbs was a top 10 prospect, but whatever. I'm not going to miss him. He's an outfielder. No outfielder is going to be coming up through the minors in this team for a long time. So whatever. You know, I wish maybe it was for someone other than Dustin May, but fine. That's who you got, and he's a guy who's made 18 starts this year and is not the worst pitcher in the league. He's not very good, but, you know, he's potential to maybe turn it around, and he's young, too. Dustin May's only 25. So I don't know. I mean, it's not been a good year for him so far. You don't need to have a good year from him. You just need to have 6 or 7 quality starts. Can he give you that? Can he give you 3 or 4? Can he pitch for you in the playoffs? I don't know if he can, but I guess we'll all find out. And as for Steven Matz, is he a 7th, 8th, or 9th inning reliable reliever? I don't think so. I don't think that I would place him ahead of your guys that you have there now. I wouldn't have him ahead of Chapman. I wouldn't have him ahead of Whitlock. I wouldn't have him ahead of even guys like Wilson. You know, like I think that with the Red Sox bullpen and all the lefties that they have, it does seem a little redundant. You know, it does seem a little redundant to go out there and acquire a guy like Matz, which isn't to say I think he doesn't help the team. I think he is an upgrade to some guys in that bullpen. You know, he's better than Jorge Alcala. He's better than probably Cooper Criswell. I'd say he's probably on the level with Bernardino. Maybe he's better than Bernardino, but like that's, you know what I mean? Like that's where he is in terms of the tier that's below him. It's those guys. And you already have some good relievers, and I just feel like there were so many other aspects of this team that demanded more urgent attention. And to see this is the direction that they went in is disappointing. I mean, listen, everyone's disappointed. People are bummed out. This is a bummer of a trade deadline. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We will continue with your phone calls in the 9 o'clock hour, and we will also at 9:30 have the Taters, the Goners, the Dingers and Dongs, the Dong Report coming up next hour as well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.